Would-be buyers and sellers met in small groups at the Milwaukee Yacht Club yesterday. The delegation of Chinese buyers had been at a Florida boat show and is now looking at doing business with the several companies that make recreational boats or boating supplies in Wisconsin. Delegation coordinator Juliet Liu lives in Shanghai and works for the U.S. Department of Commerce. Liu says more upper-income Chinese are able to afford expensive boats.
They can afford a luxury car. And then they now looking for more adventure, luxury things like boating. And actually some of them have already got a boat. Now they're looking for a bigger boat.
There are hundreds of boat manufacturers in China, and some manufacturing executives are part of the visiting delegation. Liu says so far the U.S. boats are of higher quality.
The technology in China are not very mature. Yeah, so they need to import a lot of technologies and products.
One of the Wisconsin boat manufacturers trying to boost sales to the Chinese is the Carver Corporation of Pulaski. Vice President for International Business Paolo Bensovini says one obstacle to selling in China has been the Chinese bureaucracy.
For a buyer to have a boat in China, either build in China or acquire overseas, it's extremely difficult to register the boat. So what we feel is that maybe a simple process of registration and importation will help the business.
Ben Savini acknowledges the global business trend is build in China, sell in the U.S., often to Americans who have lost their jobs to cheap Chinese labor. In fact, Mercury Marine of Fond du Lac last year opened a boat engine factory in China. But high-end boat builders in Wisconsin say they'll try to offset the trade imbalance as long as they can stay afloat. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.